Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Good to be back. Good to have you. Are you taking a sip of a Coke Zero there?
It's not a Coke Zero. I'm actually having some water, but I've become a big fan of Coke Zero recently, actually. With the designated driver campaign.
Yeah, it's actually my favorite tipple, I have to say. It's one of the ones I drink all the time. And I'm often the designated driver and I'm absolutely fine with that. I love being the designated driver. But tell me about this thing, because there's a lot more to it than just Coca-Cola saying, hey, be a designated driver. There's actually venues getting involved. There's an app. There's a load of stuff going on with the designated driver campaign.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff going on. It's actually its 20th year in the Republic of Ireland. And I think this year there's nearly 400 establishments around the country getting involved. And I only became aware of it recently that basically, if you're the designated driver, like I usually am in my friend group, just because to be honest, I don't really like the feeling of being hungover. And as I'm approaching my 30s, hangovers turn into one day, into 2 days. And it's just not worth it when you're trying to like create a life for yourself, especially me being in the wellness and fitness area. So I find myself being the designated driver, and Coca-Cola are looking out for us unsung heroes, Dave, where if you go to one of these 400 establishments and you go up to the bar staff and you let them know you're the designated driver, you get 2 free Coca-Cola drinks. Now, you might be getting the Coca-Cola Zero. You can get the full fat like I do sometimes if you're getting really excited. And then you can just have fun, enjoy the night with everyone, and then make sure everyone gets home safe. So
it's a good campaign,
and I hope people use it this festive period.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing as well, of course, is that people can download the Coca-Cola app, which will tell you about the participating venues. And that's the handy bit where you can find out, you know, if you're choosing between 2 venues and one of them has the designated driver campaign, the other one doesn't, make sure you and your mates choose that one, because everything else they want for the night will be in both venues.
Yeah, 100%. There's so much choice as well, especially I was in the Dublin area when I created the video that's on my Instagram about it, and I was like, what pub am I going to pick? There's so many. I ended up going to the Blue Light up in Sandyford, and they were awesome up there. So pick and choose. There's probably one in your area because there's so many getting involved, because it's 20 years of it now, and it just kind of keeps you involved. Because, you know, nowadays, like, people, they would kind of shun you if you're the guy that's not drinking. But I think it's coming to the stage now where it's becoming more accepted with the younger ages.
Totally.
I can't believe I'm saying this, like, but the generation under me, I'm becoming one of the old fellas now. But it's, like, cool to not drink now. And it's, like, you designate a driver, you get everyone home safe, and then you're up the next day, you're working or you're working out or whatever it is that you have to do the next day. Like, life doesn't have to stop just because you want to have a good time, you know?
Absolutely not. I couldn't agree more. Tell me this. Are you in South Africa right now?
I am in South Africa, yeah. First Christmas away from my parents, which is a big one.
How's that going to be?
Yeah. My partner is South African, and she doesn't get to see her parents from one part of the year to the next. So we decided for this Christmas, we'd come down, spend time with her family, and man, it's not bad. Sun at Christmas time. It's my first time experiencing it, but it's pretty nice. I'm not going to lie to you, Dave, I was on the beach this morning, and I came back up here to talk to you, which I'd pick you over the beach any day, but it's not bad.
You say all the right things, but no, that's brilliant. And it's great to spend time, as you said, with your in-laws and stuff and experience a whole new way of doing Christmas. That's going to be deadly.
Yeah, it will be class. But obviously, it's a weird one not being with my family for the first time ever in 29 years. I've always been with my parents and my sisters. So you got to grow up eventually. And I'm looking forward to a new experience. And hopefully Santa can find me down here.
Oh, I know. He's magic. He'll definitely find you wherever you are in the world. There's so much going on with you. You have officiated your sister Laura's wedding. How was that?
I know, yeah, what a crazy experience. Now, just be honest, I'm not, what is it, ordained?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'm not, because they already got married, they signed a registry before the ceremony took place in Portugal, where my parents live, and my sister needed someone to basically MC it. So she got me to MC, but I kept calling myself like Priest O'Shea. And I stood up there at the top of the altar and I did the whole thing, like swap the rings and, you know, kiss the bride and all that kind of stuff and their vows. So it was a cool experience. And it's probably the most nervous I've ever been. Like I've done Love Island. I've been to the Olympics. I've done radio like yourself.
Yeah.
And marrying my sister to her lovely husband, Alan, was a nerve-wracking experience.
And would it tempt you, do you think, to become an official celebrant?
Do you know what? It's like, if it didn't take that long, I feel like you can do the course in a weekend, and it would be some crack if you were that guy, you know, for your friend group.
Absolutely. Like, you know, I mean, people are choosing more, you know, secular ceremonies and different things happening around the world instead of just getting married in a traditional way. And I think, yeah, I think Greg O'Shea, the celebrant, has a nice ring to it.
Do you know what? I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. I might add a string to my bow. Have you ever done it, Dave? Would you do it?
I would let you marry me. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. If I want to renew my vows in a couple of years, maybe we'll be 20 years married in 2027. So maybe, yeah, if you get it sorted by then.
Wow.
Yeah.
20 years. That's a good idea, renewing the vows now. You're romantic underneath it all.
Well, what I really want to do is tie her down because she's way hotter than I am, Greg. So I just got to make sure she understands what the story is. Come here. Will you be the first person to explain to me what the hell a Hyrox is? I keep seeing this and I don't understand it. What is it?
I had absolutely no idea as well. And then I just dove straight in because I could see it building a lot of steam. So basically what it is, it's kind of like CrossFit. The Hyrox people would hate me saying that.
Right.
It's like CrossFit, but much more accessible. And it's always the same exercises. So it's 8 functional exercises that anyone can do. They're like rowing and ski erg and lunges and burpees. So it's very accessible stuff that's not very like injury provoking.
Right.
And then you do runs in between each exercise. And it's always the same format. And then there's like elite leagues where people actually like challenge at the world championships to become the world champ, but it's also accessible to just everyday folk like me and you. Like, they have them in Dublin and all over the world. I did the one in Dublin recently and I'm absolutely hooked. But it's all ages, all shapes and sizes, from like 18-year-olds all the way up to senior leagues, men, women, all that. It's really great. Right. So definitely have a look. Something you could do with your wife, maybe.
Yeah, she's a lot fitter than I am, like I said, Greg. So we might let her do it and I'll stand on the side and cheer her on. But tell me this, right? You've done Ironman, you've done triathlons, you're an Olympian, you've done Hyrox, you've played rugby. Mm. What is physically the toughest challenge you've taken on?
Oh my God, that's such a good question. And it's really fitting because you can obviously see from everything that I tried to do, it just doesn't suit my life to be drinking and going out with my mates like normal lads in their 20s would be doing. But I'm just a little bit different in that. And I've kind of found where I'm happy, and I'm the happiest when I'm doing the fitness and the wellness stuff.
Yeah.
The hardest thing I've done is, well, like, besides the Olympics, which you could see as like a career in over 10 years,
of
which
course,
obviously is the hardest, but like a standalone event, I did a leg of the Tour de France. I think it was last year, official leg of the Tour de France. It's called L'Étape de Tour. And I was honestly questioning my life decisions.
Really?
Like, you're just cycling uphill 20% gradients. Like, you're going snail's pace. Hundreds of people there, no one making a peep because everyone's just trying to get in some oxygen. But like, once you get to the end, it took me 7.5 hours. I fell off my bike twice. It was like 35 degree heat. And I got to the end and I was like, that pushed me to my limits. I don't think I had much left in the tank there. So I don't understand how Tour de France athletes can do 20 something days in a row, like, and race as well. Those guys are phenomenal.
They are some of the fittest people in the world. And it's understandable when you see, inverted commas, a normal person. I don't put you in that category, Greg, as an Olympian and somebody who does Ironmans and Hyrox for the crack. But like, you know, when you see anyone who isn't at their elite level attempt to do what they do, then you realize quite how fit and strong these boys are.
Oh, they're next level, like. But it just kind of inspires me, and then I hope it inspires other people to just try something that pushes your limits. So it might be the local park run, it might be signing up to your first half marathon, whatever it is. It could be even just going for a sea swim. Some people hate that, but it kind of pushes your limits, and it's all about doing something to release the endorphins, to get yourself out and about, and actually like hitting your potential as a human being rather than just sitting back and turning into like a lazy couch potato, you know?
Yeah, well, you've got the Better app as well for people if they want to go there. That BTT or Greg's Better app is the place to do that. But listen, very quickly, I do want to say again, it's a really brilliant thing you're doing with Coca-Cola for this designated driver campaign. So everybody check out, get the Coca-Cola app and download it and see if you can become the designated driver for one of the nights over Christmas. And as Greg says, it'll make a difference to the next day and the next day as well as the fact that you're the one bringing your friends home safely. Greg, it's great to catch up. Have a happy Christmas. Before I go, right? What is your favorite thing on the Christmas dinner table? What's your favorite food item on it?
Oh, that's such a good question. Oh my God, all of it. My mom used to pretend that I was eating chicken because I didn't want to eat turkey back when I was a kid, which I always remember. Like, she fooled me until I was about 16. But it wouldn't be the meat. I think it's going to be The stuffing, a good stuffing with a bit of gravy, man. Oh my God, I could eat the bowls for days afterwards. Like that would be stuffing and gravy.
Amazing decision. Right, Greg O'Shea, great to talk to you. Happy Christmas. Thanks a million for taking the time. Enjoy South Africa and see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.